Masechet Me'ila Perek Vav Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Shalach Beyad Heresh Shote Bekatan. If somebody, the Baal Habayit, he sent Hekdesh money by mistake with somebody who wasn't halachically knowledgeable enough to serve as the Shaliach, a deaf mute, a person who lacked knowledge, and a minor, and he told them to buy something with the money. Ima Sushlihoto Baal Habayit Ma'al. If the agent here, this Heresh, Shote, or Katan, did what they were supposed to do and they purchased what he told them, then the Baal Habayit, the person who gave them the money originally, he committed Me'ilah, even though a person who is a Shote, or Heresh, or Katan, cannot serve as an agent. If they followed through with the instructions and they did what they were supposed to do, then the Baal Habayit is the one who did Me'ilah, just as if he had sent a regular qualified shaliach. What we say over here is, even though we say a Heresh, Shote, or Katan cannot actually serve as a shaliach, when it comes to Me'ilah, it's the exception to the rule. Likewise over here as well. Because even though a Heresh, Shote, or Katan cannot serve as an agent, if the actions were done, if the Me'ilah was done, the transference of money, exactly like the Baal HaBayit wanted, like he desired, he's responsible regardless of who does the action. So if someone sends a person who lacked the proper knowledge to do the act of Me'ilah, even though that person isn't a real agent, the sender caused Me'ilah to happen in a way that he wanted, and therefore he would be responsible. Lo asu shlihuto hahenvani ma'al. But if the agent over here, the messenger, did not do his assignment properly, he made the wrong purchase, he did something different, then the Baal HaBayit here is not responsible for the Me'ilah because his instructions weren't followed. You can't say the Shaliach is responsible either for the Me'ilah because they lack the knowledge and they're not responsible for their own actions. So Me'ilah wasn't committed. So the money remains Hekdesh even after it's handed over to the shopkeeper. And therefore, the shopkeeper is the one who'll do Me'ilah eventually when he spends this money. The person who commits Me'ilah with Hekdesh makes it lose its holiness. But here, no Me'ilah was committed, so therefore, the article, the item here is still Hekdesh. So when the shopkeeper receives the money, he becomes the person who's holding on to it. And even though he has no idea about it, when he spends the money, he removes it from Hekdesh and commits Me'ilah. Like we learned, Me'ilah only happens when there's a mistake going on. It's inadvertent misuse of Hekdesh. Here we'll talk about when a person sends Hekdesh with a Shaliach, but the messenger or the Shaliach doesn't act with that lack of understanding. Shalach biyad pikeach. If somebody sent Hekdesh money with a normal adult to make a purchase from a store, v'nizkar ad shelo higia etzel henvani, and the sender remembered that the money was Hekdesh before the agent reached the store. So the sender here is exempt from Me'ilah. He's aware that the money is Hekdesh at the moment that it was supposed to be switched over. So therefore, he couldn't be liable for Me'ilah because there's no inadvertent use of Hekdesh. If the agent was unaware that the money was Hekdesh, he's the one who commits Me'ilah when he gives it over to the shopkeeper. If the agent is also aware that the money is Me'ilah, but he spends it anyway, then the agent is also exempt from Me'ilah because he did not act without the proper understanding. And the shopkeeper, when he receives the money, no Me'ilah was done over here, so the money is Hekdesh. So he commits Me'ilah when he spends the money inadvertently. Now we'll talk about what the storekeeper should do if the case above happened to him. He finds out that the money he received was Hekdesh after he mixed it in with other money. Ketzad ya'aseh, what should he do? What should the shopkeeper do in this case? He was given a piruta of Hekdesh, but he doesn't know which piruta coin it was. Notel piruta or keli, he takes a piruta or a utensil that was worth a piruta. V'yomar, piruta shel Hekdesh bekol makom shehi mehulelet al zeh. The piruta of Hekdesh, wherever it was, let it be redeemed onto this piruta or to this utensil. He then takes that the sanctity is pushed on to whatever he was holding. Because Hekdesh could be redeemed with money or with items worth money. The holiness of an item of Hekdesh could be transferred onto something else, and therefore the storekeeper could transfer the holiness of the piruta that he doesn't know where it is onto another piruta or onto another item, and at that point he could use all of his coins.